I know that there's a lot of people this last year, there's been a lot of people that have moved. And if you're new to the area, that's perhaps a place where we can start. So where would we go for more information on school buses and My Zone? Let's start with that.
The place to go is our website, SimcoeCountySchoolBus.ca. So on that website, you're going to be able to do a number of different things. You're going to be able to recap what we talk about today. You're going to be able to find updated information, but you can also sign up. There's an app that is available through the website that you can sign up for bus late notifications. So you put your bus information in, your school information, and it actually pings your phone, tells you when your bus is late. And more importantly, during this time of the year, it gives you an opportunity to be notified when our inclement weather page changes. So it lets you know that things are on the move there and what zones are canceled, whether it's the whole county or one specific zone.
We get actually asked a lot here at the radio station, and, you know, no judging, but how do I know what zone I'm in? How do I know bus and what zone my kid will be going on?
As far as your route information, that's information you get at your school. But as far as what zone you're in, you can actually go in and find your school, and it will tell you specifically what zone you're in. Every school is in one specific zone. So many moons ago, we didn't have the zones. So what we used to try to do was base the cancellations on, the operators were doing it at the time, and they based the cancellations on roads or townships, and there was so much crossover in between individual schools, it was almost impossible to disseminate who was who. So what we did is when we created the zones based on, we'll call it a family of schools. So schools that were serviced in the same generalized area and saw the same generalized weather patterns, and we created the four zones, the north, the west, the central, and the south, and that way families of schools were encapsulated in each individual zone.
So let's get into the actual, you know, we wake up first thing in the morning, we look outside, oh my goodness, it looks pretty nasty out there. What's the process?
So we monitor weather ongoing from mid-October out, and what we do is, so the day in advance, we were monitoring weather today, and we would say, okay, well, it's Thursday, and it appears to be that Friday is going to be a dirty weather day. So what we would do, there's weather warnings and watches and so on up, we would notify the operators mid-afternoon on Thursday, say, and we would say to them, hey, we're going to have an inclement weather call in the morning, and that triggers in their world, the snow captains go out and start checking roads between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning. They are in their offices between 5 and 5:30. They check with that umbrella of other employees, township folks, plow operators, to confirm other areas, little tiny pockets and within the zone, what they're experiencing as far as weather and what's been cleaned up and cleared. And then at 5:30, we hold a conference call, and the snow captains come on that conference call and rationalize whether they want to run or not run in each specific zone.
So it's quite a process. You really have a kind of, it's almost a science, I guess, really.
Well, you'd love it to be a science, but it, you know, we have to relate some of these decisions on the information we have at hand between, we'll say, 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning. And as everyone knows, we base some of those decisions on information we get from, say, the Environment Canada or the Weather Network, and radar information and projected radar information. And as we also know, sometimes that information is inaccurate. And so we'll get projections that we're going to get streamers off of Georgian Bay that are going to last through the midday. And then inevitably, it dissipates and it never transpires. So what we have that's really kind of bad and poor visibility and poor road conditions at 5 o'clock in the morning, what is, is intended to last throughout the whole midday, and we cancel vehicles. We have those handful of smattering days each year where it's just clear as a bell, 9 o'clock, and the roads are cleared up by the plow operators, and it looks like we've made an uneducated decision. But
the unfortunate part is that we're smack dab, like, we've got all this water around us. Georgian Bay is right there, and you've got that, and then you've got this time of the year with when you don't have actually snow on the ground. That's when it can get a little tricky and sketchy, and the weather patterns are all over the road. So yeah, sometimes it looks like something's coming across the radar, and then 2 hours later, oh, it left, or it went a different direction. And that's the whole thing with weather, it just keeps changing.
I couldn't agree more. We do the process, we run the process of inclement weather between 25 and 30 times on average per year. And if you think about, Simcoe County sees on average per year probably 5 inclement weather days per year. It is a small component of how many times we get up and check, because we're warned with warnings and watches. If we based it solely on the warnings or the watches or the advisories, we would cancel probably 20 to 30 times per year. But because we get up and physically check it and we think, okay, well, we can get through, it is it can't be an exact science because the people that do the weather can't manage that in
that's
an exact
right.
way. So, as you can well imagine, but you know, we respect families and we understand that it puts families out, and we understand that it is that dynamic is there, and people call and they'll ask questions: why did we do this, and why did we, or why didn't we? I explained this process to them and how we functioned through that day, and more often than not, people are pretty receptive and mm-hmm. understandable. I didn't understand all that went on.